Good morning, Mission Woods Church. Well, the very few that are here this morning, we thank you for coming. For those of you that are going to listen to this online later, thanks for tuning in and checking it out. John's on vacation this week, so the worship team and a few of the others, members of the congregation, have decided to jump in and deliver the service today. So, Scott, would you like to come do the responsive reading?
When we come,
yeah, me too.
Little baby,
let's read responsibly. Praise the name of the Lord.
I am a poor boy to
praise him in the heights.
Praise him.
All his angels praise him, all his hosts, sun, moon, and all you shining stars.
Praise him.
Highest heavens and waters above the heavens.
To give a king.
For he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree and it shall not pass away.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. King of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth.
My drum for him,
young men and maidens together, the old and the children.
My best for him,
for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
He smiled at
he has
me,
raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him.
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
All God's people say, Amen. Amen. Now we'll have some worship music. Let's worship and adore him. 247.
Long time ago,
let's worship and adore him.
So the
let's worship and adore him. Let's worship and adore him. Christ the Lord, for he alone is worthy. For he worship and adore him. Let's worship and adore him, Christ the Lord.
Let's pray. Lord God, you have so many names and so many, many reasons to worship you. We praise you that we are able to meet together and worship your name. Bless this service, and may the words and songs be a beautiful, beautiful song to you. Amen.
Amen.
It's time for the children's moment.
Morning. This morning's message is Losing Jesus, the theme. Sometimes we get so busy that we lose Jesus. The scripture comes from Luke 2:41-52. Have you ever been to a festival or event where a family member got lost in the crowd? It reminds me about a story about Matthew, who got lost while he was doing some last-minute Christmas shopping in the mall. Matthew's family was terrified. Why do you think they were scared?
Maybe they couldn't find him again.
Probably because they couldn't find Matthew, right? All the family members went looking in different directions. Do you know where they found the little boy? Anybody?
Rack of the clothing.
Oh, rack of the clothing was one thing. Yes, he could have been anywhere. You're right. Matthew was found in a little candy shop. That's kind of an odd place, right? No, not really. Looking at all the delicious candy, he didn't look lost. He didn't even know he was lost. After all, he was right where they left him. Did it surprise you where they found Matthew?
No.
No? I don't think so either. You're right. Because that's probably where he got, it's like what he was interested in. Right. Think of some time that you may have felt like you were lost, or you maybe even did get lost. How did you feel?
Afraid.
Yeah. Nervous. Scared. Trying to find somebody that might help you. And the story of Matthew reminds me about a time where Jesus' parents lost him. Think about how it wasn't surprising that Matthew was found in a candy shop. Now, think about what you know about Jesus. And when Jesus was a young boy, his parents went to Jerusalem for a feast. And it was the Feast of Passover. After the feast was over, Mary and Joseph were traveling back to their home when they realized Jesus was nowhere to be found. When they couldn't find him, they turned around and went back to Jerusalem to look for him. Where do you think they might have found Jesus?
In the synagogue.
That's right. He was in the temple. Like Matthew, Jesus wasn't worried or frightened when his parents found him. He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" Did you ever feel like you have lost touch with Jesus? Sometimes we get so busy that we stop thinking about Jesus or even spending time with him. The good news is we can always find him. Maybe reconnecting with Jesus means stopping to pray, going to church, or even reading the Bible. When we go looking for Jesus, he'll be right there waiting for us. Will you pray with me? Dear Jesus, when we've lost sight of you, help us remember you are still there waiting for us to come back to you. Help us make it a daily priority. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our service, we're going to call it just our time of talk, not a sermon. Carrie and I were working on it, and we said, "Hey, let's do the names of Jesus." And I said, "Okay, you find something about the names of Jesus, because I know there's lots of scripture references." So she went on to Logos, which is part of our Faith Life suite of things, and she found over 100 names for Jesus. So we thought, 2 minutes per name. We could be here till next Sunday. So we cut it down to quite a few. So we're going to start with the name Emmanuel. We found it spelled both ways in the scripture with an E and an I, but it still means God with us. So our first scripture comes from the Old Testament, from Isaiah chapter 7, 14. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Our second one in Matthew says, to fulfill what the scriptures promised, it's Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. So we're going to sing several songs about the name of Jesus, and we're going to start with number 243, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us, his name is called Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel. God with us, revealed in us, his name is called Emmanuel.
Now we're going to sing, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, hymn number 244.
Come the long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
His name is wonderful. Number 118.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is he. wonderful, Jesus my Lord. His name is wonderful, His name is wonderful, His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
And now we're going to sing Jesus' name above all names, hymn number 86.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word.
And our last song for this section about Emmanuel is Isn't He? It's a lovely lullaby, number 254.
Isn't He beautiful? Beautiful, isn't He? Prince of Peace, Son of God, isn't He? Isn't He wonderful, wonderful? Isn't He Counselor, Almighty God? Isn't He? Isn't He? Isn't He?
And our second name we're going to talk about and meditate on here is Prince of Peace. And our first scripture comes from the Old Testament, Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And our second scripture comes from Micah 5:4-5. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. Our peace. And now we're going to sing He Is Our Peace, hymn number 614.
He is our peace, who has broken down every wall. He is our peace.
Our next song is Jesus, Lord to Me, hymn number 47. Jesus, Jesus, Lord to me, Master, Savior, Prince of Peace, Ruler of my heart today, Jesus, Lord to me. Jesus, Jesus, Lord to me, Master, Savior, Prince of Peace, Ruler of my heart today, Jesus, Lord to me. Our next name of Jesus is Light, or Light of the World. Our first scripture comes from John chapter 8, verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And our second one comes from 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. We're going to start by singing Arise, Shine, hymn number 241.
Arise, shine, for the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Arise, shine, for the light is come. Arise, shine, for the light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
And our next hymn is one that we all love, Silent Night, hymn number 253.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, let us sing. Alleluia.
And to wrap up our section on light, we're going back to a Sunday school song. We're going to sing This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Amen.
Now it's time for our offering. Time to reflect. Time to reflect on Jesus and all that he gives us, all that he is to us, his saving grace, his sacrifice for us, all that he offers us, hope, life, freedom, freedom, and a way to our Lord God. We thank you that we have the Holy Spirit that fills us and that our light shines inside of us because it's Jesus' light that's shining. So during this time of offering, let's just think about how we can offer our time, talent, and treasure to give back. Just a little portion of what he has given to us. So we are going to think about the next word for us, which is word. He is the word. And we're going to read John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now we're going to sing Thy Word, hymn number 184.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid and think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear, as long as you are near, please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold. hold me to your side, and I will love you till the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Let's sing the doxology now.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
It's now time for the prayers of our people. And there are several that are printed in our bulletin that I will go over. But there's also a lot of prayers out there today in our snowy winter wonderland. So let's pray. Father God, we praise you for the birth of your son, Jesus, and that he has so many names, so many ways that we can relate to Jesus. Thank you. We praise you for that. Father God, we praise you for Rayona being able to get a reliable vehicle. It's always nice to be able to get around, and having a reliable vehicle is wonderful. We have a lot of our friends and family that need your help. We pray for Daryl. We pray for God's peace, presence, and comfort for Daryl, Joyce, Anne, and Alan, and be with him as he's under palliative care. We pray for Bob, who is at the end of his time and in hospice care. Pray for mercy and peace for him and the family. We're praying for a successful hip surgery for Elizabeth on December 29th and a speedy recovery. We're praying for Sharon, a friend of Barb's, who has cancer. She lost her job and she suffers from mental illness. God, we pray that your presence will be with her, that she will experience that you are the Prince of Peace. Give her light. Let her be surrounded by a supportive community. We pray for Eric and the healing of his tendons. We pray that he can be patient and follow the directions of his doctor so that he can be fully recovered. We pray for Rita, who has further neurological tests scheduled. We pray for Kirk, who is continuing chemotherapy for stomach cancer. We pray that the doctors will have wisdom there. We pray for Connie, who is experiencing deep grief and deep depression following the death of her son. Help her to reach out to others. Help others to break through to her. Help her to know that you are there. Give her the encouragement and support and comfort and strength that she needs. Pray for the family of Robin as they deal with this divorce. Pray for the children to understand, and pray for your direction in that situation. Father God, we pray for our session and our deacons as they lead our church. We pray for our community. We pray for our local community right now, Lord, as the snow falls. We pray for safety and protection. We pray for the first responders and the road crews and the electric people and all the people that are out there making sure that our lives can be as comfortable as possible. Keep them safe. Keep them warm. We pray for those affected by this COVID resurgence. We pray for safety and protection. And we also pray that you will heal those that are suffering right now. We pray for those people that had all those tornadoes that totally changed their lives forever. We pray that they can get the aid they need to rebuild their lives. As it's getting colder and colder, we pray for the homeless in our community. We pray that they can find a place to be warm. Pray that they can find help to get them off of the streets and not sleeping in their cars. Pray for social services that can give them a fresh start. We pray for our military, our veterans, and any of those suffering effects of serving. Lord, we just thank you for your ever presence, for your guidance and your strength. We pray the words that you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Announcements. You got to look this way.
Announcement time. Life of the church is still going on. First one is the deacons are going to start a comfort drive, and they'll be collecting blankets, sheets, pillowcases, and throws, and sleeping bags. So those are the things we're going to be collecting in our treasure chest this next month of January, starting
right now.
Today would be good. No, just kidding. No. I believe that like January 1st is that kind of the kickoff for that. So next Sunday, if you have one of those that's slightly used, please bring that for the treasure chest, and we'll get that to the appropriate people. Midweek Bible study. We're going to take a break this week, and then we'll be starting on the 5th of January in the new year. Yay, new year. And we're going to study. We're going to start with 1 John, and then after 1 John is done, we're going to go on to 2nd and even 3rd. So that's kind of the plan for the next few months for Bible study. If you want to join us midweek and hang out with us and learn more about the Bible and have a few laughs as we hang out together and spend time in community midweek. Deconstruction of Christmas in the church. It's unfortunate that we have to take the beautiful tree down back there. But time to move on. January 2nd, following worship, we're going to deconstruct Christmas from church. And parting hymn.
We are going to sing Go Tell It on the Mountain, hymn number 258.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching,
o'er silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Benediction time. So everybody, as we go out into the week and enjoy the snow, please stay warm, be careful out there, stay safe. Please receive this benediction as we go forward out into the world. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. And all God's people say,
Amen.